Feedback. For some reason, I was reading a bunch of old New Eras when I came across The Snob, February 1992. I'd like this story because it just goes to show that snobs aren't always actually snobs. In our school, we have the not-so-popular kids, the middle kids, and what we call the snob squad. The snobs aren't all stuck up. Some of them are really nice, but for some reason my middle cluster of friends always call them that. It's kind of weird, you know? Margaret Atwood Raymond, Alberta, Canada. Sometimes laughed at. I wanted to thank you for the article Speak Up in the August 1996 issue. Where I work, I am sometimes laughed at or teased for having the morals that I have. Every one of my coworkers knows I'm LDS. When they tease me about my standards, I just try to laugh it off. When I read this article, I knew it was just for me. Now when I get laughed at, I speak up for the church and the gospel. Thank you so much for giving me the courage to do so. Amber Blackburn, Crofton, Maryland. They should be eligible. I was a bit upset when I read a letter you printed in Feedback, July of 1996, concerning the story Friends Indeed. The letter stated that we should only date members with our standards, but in some areas, members who live up to those standards are few and far between. I believe that as long as a young man or woman has high standards like you, they should be eligible for dating. I loved Friends Indeed, and thank you for printing it. Melinda Edwards, Woodland, Washington. Editor's note. In For the Strength of Youth, it says, because dating is a preparation for marriage, date only those who have high standards, who respect your standards, and whose company you can maintain the standards of the gospel of Jesus Christ. A big help. Last June, my father lost his job. My dad went to a lot of different interviews before getting a job in Jackson, Alabama. None of my family wanted to move because we loved it where we lived in Texas. There were a lot of young people in my ward there, and when we went to visit the Jackson branch, there were only about 30 people. I felt out of place, but I know we are supposed to be here. I just want to say that the New Era has helped me a lot through this. Abby Alt, Jackson, Alabama. Shining Light. I enjoy reading every issue of the New Era because of the message it carries. I always feel a bright, shining light in my soul whenever I'm reading the magazine. Gazing at the pictures, I feel a sense of belonging. Aimi Edukir, Eket, Nigeria. All the Answers. A few days ago, I was flipping through one of my sister's New Eras, and one page hit me like it jumped off the page. The story was called Answer the Call, May 1993. This story surprised me. It had all the answers to my questions about pornography and waiting to date until you're 16. I'm so glad to have the opportunity to read the New Era every month. Melissa Little, Logan, Utah. End of Feedback.